KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly sunny sky. It's 69 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 79. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Well, officials of the Cam School District said yesterday that on Tuesday, May 28th, seven semifinalists interviewed with the two district school boards for the shared Cam and Nottoway Valley School District's superintendent's position. The screening interviews included electronic interviews for 25 minutes with each candidate. The board reports the following three finalists have been invited to the district on June the 6th for formal interviews with multiple interview teams. They include Brian Wall, who has served as the IKM Manning School District as the high school principal since 2008. He was Manning High School principal for 7 years before that. Paul Cron, who serves as the shared superintendent between the East Mills and Essex School Districts and has served in that role for the last 5 years. And Brad Anderson, who currently serves as the Woodward Granger superintendent. Prior to being named superintendent there in 2011, Anderson served the district and the pre-K 5-5 principal. And the school board will consider feedback from the formal interview teams as they decide who will be the new shared district superintendent. The new superintendent will officially begin their duties on July 1st, 2019. You can read more about the biographies of those three men under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Atlantic School Board will hold a public meeting at 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Middle School Media Center, and on their agenda is a resolution approving the contract and bonds with Precision Concrete Services Incorporated of Atlantic for the Washington Elementary School parking lot. They'll also act on a resolution providing for the award and issuance of the general obligation school bonds and provide for the levy of taxes to pay for the bonds, the sale of which takes place this morning at 10 o'clock. In other business, the Atlantic School Board will act on a resignation received by Jake Vetter as an employee of the district's ground maintenance department, and on contract recommendations for the summer lunch program for Angela Behrens and Lori Namani, along with Jody Woodard. All three women have past experience working in the summer lunch program. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening will act on recommendations by the city's Personnel and Finance Committee to appoint Pat McCurdy to the vacant Third Ward City Council seat and an updated city attorney retainer agreement with David Wiederstein. The Third Ward seat became open when Ashley Hayes resigned last month after it was learned that she had moved out of the ward. Assuming McCurdy is appointed to the seat tomorrow, the public may file a petition to hold a special election to fill the seat within 14 days of the council's decision. If there are no objections, McCurdy would hold the seat until at least the November general election. As for Wiederstein, he was the city's attorney before handing those duties over to his associate, Mark Bosworth. Bosworth, however, has resigned to take a position in Colorado. Audubon County Attorney Sarah Jennings, who also serves as the assistant Cass County Attorney, has agreed to serve as the city's assistant attorney, and if approved, the move would add about $6,000 per year to the city's legal budget. In other business, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday will review and possibly act on bids received for the Atlantic Senior Center. Those bids were due May the 30th, and two have been received. One is from Valley Mutual Insurance for $45,250, the other from the Atlantic Elks Club in the amount of $445. Both bids met the minimum $40,000 threshold set by the council last month. The council is now free to discuss the bids and reach a consensus on the appropriate course of action, which may include rejecting all bids, order the sale of property to the highest bidder or a specific bidder, or they may refer the issue to the committee. The council will also hold a second reading of an ordinance amending the city's code of ordinances by adding a chapter entitled Human Habitation of Vehicles Prohibited. According to City Administrator John Lund, the ordinance says essentially that no matter where you are, you cannot move campers or similar vehicles on your property and have people living out of them indefinitely. The council will also act on the first reading of an ordinance amending the code with regard to fireworks. If approved tomorrow night, over the 4th of July holiday, fireworks can only be discharged on July 3rd and 4th from noon until 11 p.m. both days. The current ordinance allows fireworks to be discharged July 2nd and 3rd from noon until 10 p.m. and from noon until 11 p.m. on July the 4th. There will also be the first reading of an ordinance with regard to sidewalk regulations. The Community Development Committee has recommended that from 2nd to 6th streets, sidewalk sales will be allowed only during the operating hours of business. Merchandise must be taken indoors at the end of the business day if the ordinance is approved after the third reading. The final order of business Wednesday is to appoint Doug Bierbaum to the Planning and Zoning Commission. The Atlantic City Council meeting begins at 5:30 Wednesday in the City Council's chambers at City Hall. Deputies of the Page County Sheriff's Office Sunday arrested 21-year-old George William Douglas of Osceola on a warrant for violation of probation. Douglas was arrested at the Clark County Sheriff's Office, a warrant, and was transported to the Page County Jail, where he was being held on $2,000 bond pending further court proceedings. Sheriff's officials in Mills County Monday released a report on arrests. Just before 3 a.m. Saturday, 24-year-old Kenneth Wayne Gerner of Bellevue, Nebraska, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. Friday night, 20-year-old Destiny Sky Zahner of Council Bluffs was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. She was also cited for having no valid driver's license. Early Friday morning, 39-year-old Brian James Johnson of Des Moines was arrested at the Mills County Jail for forgery and driving under suspension. Last Thursday morning, 20-year-old Chase Zachary Stewart of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a Mills County warrant for probation violation. And Thursday night, 43-year-old Ian Lee McClinton of Omaha was arrested on Interstate 29 in Mills County for possession of a controlled substance second offense and for having no valid driver's license. The Audubon Chamber of Commerce's flight breakfast was held Sunday at the Audubon County Airport or Audubon Municipal Airport. Breakfast was served from 6:30 until 10:30 that morning with the meal free to those who flew into the airport. And there were 64 planes that arrived, along with a total of 650 people that were served ham and cheese, omelets, pancakes, coffee, milk, and juice. The weather, officials say, was excellent, and there were bicycle clubs that rode in on the T-Bone Trail as well. 21 planes from Iowa were at the event, along with three from the Nebraska communities of Gretna, Omaha, and Dakota City. Elsewhere in the news, a month-long trial in state court has begun that focuses on whether former Iowa Republican Governor Terry Branstad discriminated against a gay Democratic official by pressuring him to quit or was exercising the governor's right to hire people aligned with his political philosophy. Branstad was sued in 2012 by the Iowa Workers' Compensation Commissioner, Chris Godfrey, who alleged discrimination by Branstad and staff members who pressured Godfrey to resign in 2011. When Branstad came into office that year, Godfrey had four more years before his term ended, so Branstad couldn't fire him. However, the governor could set the commissioner's salary, so he cut Godfrey's pay by $39,000. A Polk County jury will decide whether Branstad's actions were proper or discrimination based on sexual orientation, political party affiliation, or both. The former CEO of the Iowa Lottery has co-written a book about a former lottery computer programmer who was in prison for cheating lotteries in several states out of millions of dollars. Terry Rich worked with Iowa journalist Perry Bierman to write The $80 Billion Gamble, which was released on Monday. It tells the story of how Eddie Tipton altered number-picking programs on lottery computers to win jackpots in Colorado, Wisconsin, Kansas, and Oklahoma. Tipton usually had others buy the tickets and collect winnings since he was ineligible to play as a lottery vendor employee. But in 2010, Tipton bought an Iowa Hot Lotto ticket using numbers he knew would win. He urged a friend to collect the $16.5 million, but his scheme all unraveled. The book tells how a years-long investigation uncovered the scheme. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.